And staying with COVID-19, the coronavirus, the New Zealand stock market had its worst day in 4 months yesterday. And as we've been reporting, global markets having another very bad night. The NZX Top 50 Index was down 1.8%, with the biggest drops in aviation and tourism-related stocks. And Australia's benchmark index was also down 2.25%. Kirk Hope is the Chief Executive of Business New Zealand. Joins us now. Good morning, Kirk.
Morning, Colin.
Where are your concern levels at this morning?
Pretty high, actually, but they have been really for some time, because obviously we've seen a really big impact in key sectors like tourism, travel, education, hospitality, tourism-related retail, and obviously you've just heard about the forestry situation, but also in live food, seafood markets, and even chilled food markets, where, you know, particularly for China, people just aren't able to congregate those live food markets, so it's just not happening. So I think one of your previous guests this morning spoke about a V-shaped recovery, and I think as long as there is fiscal capacity across the globe to be able to do that, that's not too bad. I think there is some question about that, because what that fiscal stimulus will be is just increased demand. And you'll see some of these key sectors, if that occurs, bounce back quite quickly. But it's getting through this particular period of time and not knowing, frankly, how long the tail might be and whether we get into pandemic territory.
So what can be done as we sit and wait for this? We know we're going down, but we're hoping that it'll be a fast V-shaped recovery. What can be done to help firms and businesses get through that period in terms of cash flow, in terms of banks? Does there need to be some sort of coordinated response here that says, hey, we need to give these businesses some breathing space to get through?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think there's liquidity and cash flow is one of the critical points. And one of the simple things that the government could do is adhere to a policy of, you know, paying within 5 days, because, of course, the government's spending around $40 billion in the economy just from a procurement perspective. So if they did nothing else, if they did, they had no other policies, which they do, to enable not just businesses but communities to get through this period, they just paid in a shorter period of time. That's going to help with the cash flow issues. Businesses are already managing some of their stocking. I mean, you've probably seen retailers holding less stock. I think the last thing they want to be doing is cutting people's hours, but if they have to do that, that's what they'll do in order to get through that next period of time.
Kirk Hope, thank you very much for that. That is Kirk Hope, the Chief Executive of Business New Zealand, at 23 minutes past 8.